last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sun.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. A very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and I have the pleasure to be with Brother Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you
and
so much.
Yeah, Brother Liaqat Abbas is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom, having a deep research in the field of Mahdawiyat. We have been talking about to cling onto the rope of Wilaya. And we discussed many features, and we discussed in detail what does it mean to cling on. And there are many other ropes available, and they may be, you don't have to put many efforts, like when there are other carnal desires and other like backbiting stuff or lying or any other sins, the ropes are available, and maybe they are more fantasy and easy to hold, but we have to cling on to the rope of Wilaya. So to cling on and to make efforts, what are the other features that a person should possess to keep hold on this rope?
There are places where the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam have prepared the Shias for the concept of ghaibah, for the concept of occultation. The concept of occultation where the Imam is not seen. The Imam is existing. The
right.
Imam is alive on this planet Earth. In the body format, he has a body, he walks, example, he eats, he takes rest, everything.
Right.
But he's unknown to people. People can't recognize him as the Imam. Like they used to recognize the Imams before him, like when they used to see them.
Right.
Yeah. Alayhi wassalatu wassalam. So, and there are places where the Ahlul Bayt told about the duties of the awaiters as well. Example, in this hadith where I want to bring,
right.
There's a hadith from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam where he says, "Man sarrahu an yakuna min ashab al-qa'im." Man sarrahu, whoever is happy to be amongst the companions of the 12th Imam.
Right.
Whoever is happy. Oh, we will be like, we all are happy. Definitely we
right.
are. We are going to be happy. Okay. It's not just being happy about being amongst the companions.
Soldiers of Imam.
Fali yantazir. So he should be waiting. He should await. Let him await. Yeah. Waliya'mal. And act bil wara. With piety. Wa mahasin al akhlaq. And beautiful morals. Wa huwa muntazir.
Right.
And he is muntazir. He is an awaiter.
You talked about wara here. Wara is not a very basic level of piety.
Of course. Piety has levels.
Right.
You know, we have companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam being on different levels of wara, different levels of taqwa, different
right.
levels of certainty, yaqeen.
Right.
And these are like discussions where a person should, of course, go into, inshallah,
right.
when we have time. But over here, if we see from this very hadith, whoever is happy should try to فَلِيَنْتَزِرْ وَلِيَعْمَلْ. So Imam is talking clearly, وَلِيَعْمَلْ. So
right.
he has
Amal.
To act.
Act.
He has to act with piety
yeah.
and with beautiful morals. So
right.
it's not like, okay, I'm reciting namaz, everything, but I am, oh, you know what, I have issues with my anger management. I'm having issues, so please don't talk about it to me. No, beautiful morals over here. So it's not just piety
Hassan,
is with
yeah,
but beautiful
is good,
morals
right.
over here. And then he's going to be a waiter. Otherwise, no.
Nothing without amal.
Nothing without amal. Okay, this
is
one hadith.
Also, we have in this, you know, Surah Asr. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ
Where
just
there
the
is
iman,
belief, Wherever there is belief, there has to be action. There are good actions. They should belief without good actions is meaningless.
Meaningless, totally.
You know, it's like, okay, you have the visa to go to a country.
But you're not traveling.
but you don't have the ticket. You don't want to travel. You're not putting any effort.
Right.
Okay. You have this license to enter paradise.
Yeah.
Okay. You have the belief. Okay, good. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excellent. You believe in the Prophet, Ahlul Bayt. You believe in the Day of Judgment. Everything is good.
But you're not
putting efforts.
Yeah.
Exactly. You see? You're not traveling, so you're not going to go into the destination.
Right. So without travel, you're not going to reach the destination. Without any efforts, you're not going to... The knowledge enough is not going to help.
We have another hadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam where he says, إِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ غَيْبَةٌ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهِ عَبْدَهُ وَلِيَتَمَسِّكْ بِدِينِهِ So over here the Imam says, indeed, the possessor of this command has an occultation, that is... The imam of the time will have to undergo occultation. So let the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pious and cling on to his religion.
Right.
So this is one of the duties with which the imam is saying, okay, if the imam is in occultation, you should be pious. You should act with piety.
Piety.
Number two, and cling on to his religion.
Right.
So these two criteria, example, will help you when the imam is in ghaiba.
Right.
Yeah. So this is another hadith where the imam is saying to be pious. These are the individual reforms, what we are talking about. What should I do? Then we come across another hadith from Imam al-Baqir, alayhi salatu wasalam, where the imam talks about social reform. This is another quality again. Yeah. This is another responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay. Where the imam says, I'm going to just go ahead with the English format. Your strong must help your weak. Your wealthy must show kindness to your poor.
Yeah.
And every person must advise his brother in faith with advice that is for his own good.
Mm-hmm.
This is another quality.
Yeah.
So reforming society is achieved through enjoining good and forbidding evil. This is very clear for all of us.
Right.
Unfortunately, which many of us don't follow. Yeah, there's a book... from Rahbar, Atullah Khamenei, Wajib Faramush Shode, which is a beautiful book.
An obligatory that has been forgotten.
Yeah, an obligation, a wajib act, which is forgotten.
Yeah.
And this is it. And this is where, like, enjoining goodness and forbidding evil. And
it's an obligatory act.
Yeah, exactly. And the principle of enjoining good and forbidding evil has been heavily, I would say, emphasized within the religion of Islam.
Yes, because we are social beings and we have to, we can't say that it has got nothing to do with me, which is a norm now, which is a fashion now, unfortunately.
And you know, the enemy has worked a lot upon this wajib.
And this is being selfish as well, like when you are...
Definitely.
Not,
you know why? Why is it highly emphasized? Because this is connected to other wajibat.
I would like to know about that. Mm-hmm. And after a short break, though, dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this line. Not forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here helping us with the ideas of reformation, the reformation that is needed in the awaiters. We talked about individual reformation that is through piety, through taqwa, and wara, that is the highest form of piety when you're not into sins even in your thoughts. So yeah, now we are discussing more about the social reforms, but in social reforms, brother, you said that there's an obligation that has been forgotten, and one of them is enjoining good and forbidding from the evil. And you said other obligations are related to this.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's because, if you see a person not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
mm-hmm.
the first thing what comes ahead is enjoining good.
Right.
And forbidding evil.
Right.
A person is not fasting. A person is not doing proper hijab.
Right.
Everywhere, this is there.
Mm-hmm.
A person, example is doing backbiting.
Right.
A person is drinking alcohol. A person
right.
is, example, you went to a house and the husband, in front of everyone, told or commented about his wife.
Right.
In a manner that everyone started laughing.
Right.
At his wife.
Okay.
This is also a place of enjoining good. This is also a place of forbidding evil.
This is evil.
This is not allowed in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
A person calling nickname. There are a number of occasions.
Yeah.
Brother and sister fighting. Parents fighting with their kids. Kids fighting with their parents. This is happening. This is what is happening in this world today. Yeah.
Right.
And really, I would say, really, really, the enemy has worked a lot on this particular topic.
And it's not just, I would say, like, as you are digging into the examples, a lot of other things also come into my mind. There are a lot of innovations that we have brought into deen. For example, doing a nikah is good thing. It's like...
Sunnah of Rasulullah.
You know, half of your iman.
Mm-hmm.
And
definitely.
But to fulfill this thing, you have a lot of innovations, cultural, society-wise.
Yeah,
you have to keep this happy, that happy, rather than teaching our, the youth, those or the spouses that are going to get married, rather than teaching them how to be happy together or avoid these things. And these are the do's and don'ts. We have a lot of innovations,
you know,
and nobody is...
I would say one thing to the youths, example.
Yeah.
When these things come over here, like,
right.
into consideration. Oh, you know what? My family members, my relatives, this and that, my culture,
yeah.
society, what is it going to say and everything.
Right.
I'd say, okay, doing a wajib act. Okay, now there are a few places where marriage becomes wajib. I don't want to go into it. And conditions, criteria, everything is there. Once a person is eligible for getting married, example, and he can get married, he or she,
right.
and because of the eligibility, yeah?
Yeah?
And it's wajib as well, okay? Marriage became wajib on that person, but still because of society or whatever reason, the person is not wanting to marry.
Right.
I would say, okay, doing this wajib act and making Allah happy is better than making a few people unhappy. And of course, it's like... it's much more better making Allah happy. And
yes.
even if a few people are not happy about it, rather than making a few people happy and making Allah unhappy.
You know, Rumi says a very nice thing about it. He says that there are primary choices and there are secondary choices. When you hold on to secondary choices and leave the primary goal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those secondary go back. All those secondary are not in your hand now. But he says that if you have 100, 90 is already in it.
Yeah, exactly. Indeed.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, definitely. And coming to the topic of Amr bil Ma'roof and Nahi anil Munkar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 110, Surah number 3, ayah number 110. Allah says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnasi ta'muruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna anil munkar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are the best nation produced as an example for mankind. You enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a continuation, wa tu'minuna billah. So over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, very clearly, About Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar.
Right.
One of the qualities.
Enjoying good and
exactly. One of our qualities which we should be having in ourselves.
Yeah, and for that social reform.
Yeah, exactly. For that social reform to happen.
Yes.
Yeah, is
and
this.
And when we have this individual and social reform, that's mm-hmm. when we have grants available for the reappearance of Imam. May Allah hasten the reappearance Inshallah. Of Imam. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.